This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for joining us in class today. We broadcast 2 hours. Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. So that's the time to call in if you'd like to be on the air with us. Brad is engineering the broadcast at GCN in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Call a number if you'd like to call. We'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. If you'd like to listen, it's working. Telephone listen line is up and running. 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. Rich Sheehan's with us. Welcome, Rich.
How are you this morning?
Yep. I am well. I've got a couple quick announcements, Rich. Yesterday was Dr. Shealy Day for 2 hours, and Norm Shealy has been with us for about 7 years now. And he's the longest-running USA Prepares instructor. And he wasn't there yesterday. And I found out why. And everything's good. And that's why I want to make this announcement. So he was at work, and someone wasn't able to make it in. And he started IV drips, you know, for his patients. And time just got away. And so... he missed the opening of the broadcast. So Norm Shealy's fine, and he'll be back with us next Monday. And that brings up a point. And the point is that things happen, there's a domino effect, and you may not realize that somebody you don't even know can do something that will affect your life. Okay? So what I'm saying is, those of you that who were expecting Dr. Shealy yesterday, someone who was unable to make it to work at the exact time, caused Dr. Shealy to prepare IVs and deliver IVs. And I'm talking about intravenous, injection type things in his medical practice. And so because of that, he wasn't on the air. Because of that, Rich Sheehan came on the air, and he wasn't expecting to do that. And Kyle Harris jumped in. He wasn't expecting to do that. So Kyle didn't know the nurse who was unable to make it. I don't know the nurse who was unable to make it. Rich doesn't know the nurse who was unable to make it. You guys didn't know. And so one person doing one thing can affect so many others. And one other quick example is our son has a friend, and this friend has a daughter, and our son has a friend, and his friend has a son, and his son was working two jobs and fell asleep, crashed his car, working two jobs. And so that affected our son, who is shuttling around his friend. So what happens is, you know, there are things that people do that affect the lives of many people that they don't know. Any comments on that, Rich Sheehan?
Well, I think that's what we are trying to do at USA Prepares. I think that's what we, you know, we do this on a volunteer basis. I think there's thousands of patriots around the world who care about our country, who realize that our combat soldiers have died by the millions to give us the freedom and liberties that we have. And I think it's everybody's duty to give ideas, solutions, suggestions, advice, practice what they preach, help the little guy out, which has no representation, no restitution, or no protection under the law. I think it's our duty as Americans to do what we do. And I don't think it's anything special, and that's one of the reasons I call myself an average Joe, non-hyphenated American. I think it's just par for the course. Should be everyday life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree. And I have a short tip. It'll only take a few, well, maybe a minute. You know, it's getting hot. Really hot. And you may find out that your air conditioning system in your car doesn't work. And you may have decided that you have a slow leak. And having an air conditioning system repaired, let's say it's a compressor that you want to have replaced, or the seals on a compressor replaced, whatever it is with an air conditioning system in your car, you're talking, you know, hundreds of dollars. Well, there is a product that I've been using for 20 years. This is not a commercial. I've talked to the owner about 20 years ago, and I have not really had a chance to talk to him since. So the company is called EnviroSafe, EnviroSafe. They make a refrigerant replacement. It's a drop-in replacement. It's a can of what looks like Freon, but it's not Freon in the can. It's propane and butane. It's a mixture of those two gases. And it acts as a refrigerant. It works at lower pressures, so your compressor runs easier. Your compressor will last longer. The molecules are larger, so they tend to leak less. It costs less. It's more efficient. And it works, and it works with the R12 if you have an old vehicle. It works with R134A. And so it's not going to fix the leak. But if you have a very slow leak, and let's say you can go several months before the refrigerant leaks out, this is a great alternative. Because you can buy a case of this and have it shipped to you. You can buy it on eBay, or you can go to EnviroSafe just do a search on it. And I've been using it for 20 years. And it'll work for your vehicle as well, Rich, even your truck, if your truck happens to lose Freon over time. So just a thought, you can add it yourself. Wear safety glasses whenever you work with refrigerants. Wear safety glasses. Go to YouTube and find out how to do it. It's really simple, and it works very, very well. So I can tell you I've been using it for about 20 years. Some people would say, well, who knows how long it's going to work. It's going to destroy your compressor, your receiver dryer, your evaporator, your condenser, your hoses. No, it doesn't. It doesn't. I know, because I've been using it for about 20 years. I've used it in our light trucks, and I use it in our tractors and our automobiles. And I guess the test of this is, when I go do hay, I get in this John Deere tractor. It's about 100 horsepower. And I get out in the morning, and I run this tractor almost wide open throttle. Not quite, but almost. And it's hot. It's really hot out there. I'm running the air conditioning wide open throttle. And I do that for days. Days. And that's not what you do in your car. When you get in your car, you don't run it wide open throttle for days. You'd be arrested. Okay? I'm running it wide open, almost wide open throttle for days, from morning till night. And it works. So, just a thought. EnviroSafe. You can get it on eBay. You can get it just do a search on EnviroSafe. And one last thing. Kyle Harris called me yesterday. He joined in with the broadcast. And he said, hey, Vinny, how about a broadcast on how to buy a used car? I said, wow, that's great. Love it. Let's do it. No script, no talking points. We are just going to talk off the top of our heads on what we do when we buy used cars. And that's all we buy, is used cars. So we're going to tell you how we do it. From negotiation to what to look for, what to avoid, what to consider, And Kyle was a former assistant service manager at a dealership. So he knows. And he turns wrenches. He knows. Rich Eben, back to you.
Yes, sir. Well, I think, first of all, we need to start with thanking Kyle. I think he's very informative, has a lot of information. And the way he complimented us yesterday, I think we're going to have to put him on paid retainer.
I had to get a new hat. I had to get a new hat. He swelled my head so much.
Well, Kyle, if you're listening, you're a good man. Anyway, what I'd like to start today with, Vince, is to show people that we not only live outside the box, think outside the box, and we do things quite differently because most people live in the politically correct subdivision mentality, cookie-cutter world. And I just want to mention, this is a little tongue-in-cheek here, but when I have guests, which we have a lot of guests here, for whether I'm giving a tour or you know, people come over to sit around by the fire pit, have a beer, and cook Dutch oven food, whatever. I always make the announcement that when they go to the outhouse that if there's no toilet paper in the fishing creel, then to check the moose box on the left. And if there's no toilet paper there, go to the tin box on the floor. But don't use the constipation crisis kit, which is toilet paper, prune juice, and an M80 wrapped in cellophane in case all else fails. That's just for show. So, of course, you know, this is meant to be a little tongue-in-cheek, but we do things quite different here by living off-grid. We're maybe one-tenth to one-half, and that's very conservative, of 1% of people live off-grid. But these days, with everything that's happening, the corruption, the manipulation, deception, nepotism, crony capitalism, I can go on and on. It's getting so tough to control your own destiny. And despite the fact that I live this way, the Montana Department of Revenue, as you regular listeners know, basically valued my house with huge increases, like saying I had bedrooms, I had two finished bathrooms, I had finished basement. I don't even have a finished basement. I don't even have one finished bathroom. I flush my toilet with a bucket of water. I have no traditional interior pipes. I use a gravity feed that I fill my containers with a garden hose. And they have the audacity to say, Rich hates government. Well, nobody I know hates government. Basically, when a so-called official authority practices fraud, corruption, deception, unaccountability, incorporated, take advantage of the little guy, we are going to say something. And we'll be back right after the break.
Yeah.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Huer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Way is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
It's a very confusing time in the financial markets, and nobody knows that better than financial markets analyst Doug Casey. Casey Research wants to send you a free copy of Doug's controversial new book about the stock market, our economy, and American politics. Warning, this book is not politically correct. Casey is known for his outspoken and brutally honest views. He once called global warming a political scam. He's made millions betting on investments seen as too controversial by the mainstream. In this new book, Casey reveals shocking predictions about hot issues like immigration, Russia, and the next stock superboom. Doug Casey Tracy is an investing legend. Find out where he's looking for gains in spaces like tech, even cryptocurrencies. But watch out, this book is simply too controversial for bookstores. Go to totallyincorrectoffer.com to get your free copy so you can see for yourself. Shipping and handling charges apply. But be warned, this material may be taken down at any time. Just go to totallyincorrectoffer.com. That's www.totallyincorrectoffer.com. totallyincorrectoffer.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us, offgridmontana.com. Offgridmontana.com. Rich, you've mentioned a couple times on this broadcast when you're talking about the overvaluation, the fraud that was perpetrated by the county government with your cabin and your property by assuming without reason, without merit, without justification, assuming that you had amenities that you do not have. And they were taxing you for that. Now, so my question is, you said, and I'm going to use these words, and let me know if I got these correct. Rich, you hate government. Now, unquote. Is that what they said? Are those the words they used? Rich, you hate government?
Yep, that was one of the words that they used regarding the context of me saying certain things. And that's typical what they say, because they got to cover up the fraud, corruption. Now, I only got a $195 just a decrease in my payment, despite the fraud that the Montana Department of Revenue did. Now, you got to remember, these people are desperate. This is why I talk economic 101, because of the fact that 78% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck. The middle class is broke. They're tapped out. So what these government workers are doing is fluffing up their pensions. It's operations of greed. I've been reading enough articles about this, even though some of those articles have been purged off the internet. What the government and the big corporate oligarchies have created an alliance. They've created fascism, especially over the last 10 years. And they're running out of money, and they want to fluff. Government workers have $4,000, $5,000, sometimes $7,000, $8,000 a month pensions. Okay, now never mind the fact that they get paid more than the private sector. They have less attrition than the private sector. They have more job security than the private sector. They have a bigger benefit package than the private sector. And they're asking the poor who are broke, who are in debt up to their eyeballs with no savings, with a home ownership rate of a 60-year low, to pay for their fluffed up pensions and benefit packages, never mind salaries. This is the new America. It's terrible. Yes?
It is. But my question is, what? Where did she come up with you hate government? Okay, saying that is an outrage. Okay,
she may think privately. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, this guy Dan LePen came over, and this is the guy who revalued my house after a few years ago when an appraiser came into my house and I invited him to show him that I live off-grid, that I don't have amenities. And then he supposedly revalued my house and said I had all these extra amenities, like some of the ones I just mentioned earlier. And he said, well, it's my opinion. And then I talked to him about the stagflation that's happening for the bottom 93% and that we are in a bear market and a recession. He had no idea what I was talking about. Him and his partner had no clue. They just said, well, that's my opinion. So I volunteered to give an economic 101 talk to the department, the Montana Department of Revenue here in Northwest Montana. Because we have, by law, if you have an unfinished home, you pay very little for your home. And that's why, and we've talked about this, and I use the example of Tyvek. Well, I don't even have traditional running water. Okay, never mind a hot water heater, pressure tank, interior pipes, all this other stuff. So they basically, when I said that I'd give an economic 101 talk, so you can see what the taxpayers and the people are enduring and where we're going as an economy. Of course, they had no idea because they don't need to. They have to, through fraud, through greed, through corruption, deception, and unaccountable, untransparent behavior, take advantage of the little guy in order to fluff up their pension nest.
Okay. So here we've got a guy that has no clue about economics, who is overburdening illegally through fraud the people he is supposed to be protecting, you know, the villagers. It's an outrage. Now, I think he should be fired. Absolutely. And so his name is Dan LePen?
Yeah, and Don Cordone is his supervisor.
Don Cordone. So, now, who is the one who said, Rich, you hate government, unquote?
That was Don.
Okay. So, when a government representative says something like that, that's an outrage. That person should be fired. That could be
absolutely
their opinion, but they shouldn't say it. They're acting like it's fact. It's wrong. She should be fired.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump disinvites the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles from a scheduled visit to the White House today. Here's more from USA Radio's John DeMaster.
The president saying it's because the team doesn't all agree that they should stand for the national anthem. The team had said they wanted to send a smaller group to the White House. The president, he said no, because the fans that wanted to be there deserve better. The fans are still welcome to attend that celebration of their Super Bowl victory, but the team will not be there.
It's primary day in 8 more states today. Voters casting ballots in California, Alabama, Iowa, Mississippi, Montana, New Jersey, New Mexico, and South Dakota. The primaries will determine candidates for November's midterm elections, as well as for a variety of statewide seats. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zizol, quite wise. Zizol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zizol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich Evans with us, offgridmontana.com. Rich, you struck a note that should ring very loud and clear with our class. And that is, our class is probably experiencing overtaxation unjustly. So what I would do, and what I have done, class, is I have challenged the county government, the county assessor, one-on-one. I've challenged them to explain to me exactly, in detail, every iota, every line item, every square foot, every acre, every inch of what they have taxed, how they have taxed it, why they've taxed it, and the rate they've taxed it. Okay? And so what Rich Shubin has said is that if you live in an unfinished house, as I do with our family, it's about 85% finished. And I am not going to pay more than 85% of the finished house in taxes. And I've challenged that. And I won. It's real easy. And now, Rich, you've done something that I would not be inclined to do. I have never, and I won't let the government inside the house. Now, I understand why you did it. You wanted to prove a point. They said you have a bathroom, and you said, no, I don't. And they said, really? You don't have a bathroom? Are you kidding? And you said, let me show you. Okay. Now, I would say, I don't have a bathroom, and prove to me that I do. Okay, but I think, you know, what you did was fine. But what I've done is I've challenged.
Yep. Vince, I typically wouldn't have done that, but this guy mm-hmm. was so belligerent. And I felt, despite the fact that I invited the last appraiser over to my house, they said that they couldn't find any notes about that I didn't have a bathroom or running water or interior pipes or hot pressure tank and hot water heater. So basically, okay. They're fishing for money. That's what it is.
Right. Well, hold on, Rich. So you said they couldn't find any notes that you don't have a bathroom.
Correct.
That you don't have some of these other amenities. So correct. They're assuming because they don't have notes that you don't have them, that you do have them.
Okay. Yes.
I'm saying
they just invented this, yes.
Yes, they just invented this. So in our case, and I'll explain this, and I'm going public with this right now, live on worldwide radio, that I live in a house with our family that is unfinished. There are places in our house where you can, and these are areas that, you know, if you're walking through the house, you don't have to go crawling on your knees to see this. This is, you can see this standing up from 30 feet away. You can see that there are places that there are sheetrock that's unfinished, like rooms where the sheetrock is unfinished. I'm talking about not taped, not spackled. I'm talking about holes where we've blown in insulation into the wall cavities that are not plugged up yet. You know, maybe 30 of them, maybe more. Okay, we don't have moldings on lots of around the doors in the rooms. We don't have floor molding in around the perimeters of the rooms. We don't have, the wiring is not finished, the plumbing is not finished, there are areas where you can see Tyvek on the outside, so there's plenty of unfinished things. Now, actually the job is bigger than I can do quickly, and I've been working on it for 13 years. Well, I have challenged the revenuers to prove to me where they are taxing us. And if they couldn't prove it to me, they didn't tax us on it. So I got our taxes reduced twice, once in Virginia and once in here. And it's accurate so far, okay? But I got it reduced. So what I'm saying is I'll bet you that most of the people who are listening to this broadcast are overpaying their taxes. Now, here's what happens. People are saying, well, geez, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to awaken the sleeping giant. I don't want to cause any commotion. I don't want to get them looking at one thing that may get them to look at something else. And heck, everything will get worse by doing that. I'm saying I challenge them, and I challenge them with the facts, and I ask them to prove to me, to my satisfaction, that the taxes that they are applying are just and fair and accurate. And I let them know I am not going to rest. Now, I do it politely. You know, I don't go in with my arms crossed and ready to start a war. I don't do it that way. I go in politely. I'm well-dressed, neatly dressed. I've got my notebook. I've got my calculator. I've got my reading glasses. And I'm going to get comfortable because I'm going to spend the rest of the day with them. I am not in a hurry. And I explained to them that I'm not in a hurry, and I'm looking forward to this because when I get home, my family's going to ask me a lot of questions about exactly what we're paying taxes on, and I have to be able to explain it to them. So I need the help of the revenue agent to explain it to me such that I can understand it, such that I can explain it in detail to my family. And that's how I do it. And if I say, can we go over that again? Because I missed that point. I don't nod my head. If they mumble and I don't hear them, no, I have to repeat it. I don't nod my head and say, I got it, if I don't have it. They have to explain it so that I can explain it to my family. And it works. It's a great strategy. It's a great tactic, in my opinion. And it works. So I want to know, hey, so y'all, you know, if I have a basement wall that is exposed to the outside, meaning if my neighbors can see it, and it's a concrete block wall, is that taxed at the same rate as a formed concrete wall? Is that taxed at the same rate as a block wall that has a brick face? Are they all taxed the same? Oh, you charge more for brick? Oh, I don't have brick. Not in this house. I did in Virginia. And I found out that they were charging more for a brick-faced basement wall that's exposed to the outside than a concrete block wall. I found out that a brick chimney is taxed more than a block chimney, and that's taxed more than a steel chimney, and that's taxed more than no chimney. And sidewalk, how many feet of sidewalk? And it's taxed more if it's brick sidewalk than concrete sidewalk. And that's taxed more than no sidewalk. So I went over square footage. I have never let them in. I'm not going to let them in. I'm not going to let them look at my house. And it's none of their business, in my opinion, and I don't have to do it. And unless they have a warrant and guns, they're not coming in. That's just me. Okay? So I want them to prove to me why they're taxing me at whatever rate. Now, if you live in a neighborhood, I know what the feeling's like. It's, well, geez, you know, I think I'm paying a little bit less than my neighbor. And I don't want to pay more than my neighbor. But I would challenge them on everything, and tell them that you're, you know, hey, good news, you know, I'm not in a hurry, you know, so we can spend all day. And they hate that because you're going to hold their feet to the fire. You want to know how every square foot of your land is assessed. Every square foot.
Yeah.
You want to know.
This is, folks, is sticking up for the little guy. That's what it's all about. And for you people who are renters, if you don't think this affects you, it's affecting you more through cost shifting. Right, Ben?
And Rich, please explain to me and the class what you mean by cost shifting. What you're saying in a sense is...
Cost shifting has many different examples and contexts. When you talk about, you can talk about delinquencies, bankruptcies, defaults. You can talk about renters paying more for their rent because the landlord is going to cost shift those increased property taxes to the renters, to the people who don't have equity. So the little person's getting screwed even more. And see, when you have government workers who are trying to protect and fluff their pensions because all their pensions are in the red, because their unions have negotiated too much power, too much money, to contracts that are not even close to working for math, all for the purpose of getting votes for the Democrat Party. And we all know what the unions have done, where the union bosses have basically taken all the money and hardly given anything to the people. So that's an example of what cost shifting is. And the little guy at the bottom, basically the bottom 93%, gets screwed. And I had a friend of mine send me an article, Vince. Before I have a few articles I want to discuss. The first one is about Roseanne, but somebody sent me a cartoon. And you know I talk about QE for the people. I have like a 10 to 15 point plan about quantitative easing where the money goes directly to the people. Well, here's a cartoon that's kind of funny, and I'm going to read it. Instead of giving a tax cut to all your big corporations and hope it trickles down, why not give that exact same tax cut to the middle class instead and hope it floats up to all your big corporations? And a little sidebar here, this is for the department, the Montana Department of Revenue. The next slide says, we'll call it up yours economics. I'll write my senator, yeah, tell Congress up yours. That particular cartoon is dedicated to the people of the Montana Department of Revenue. Now, Vince, if I could move on, I just have so much information for the people. It's an article about Roseanne. Basically, conservatives are sick of the double standard in our culture. And most people don't even believe that Roseanne is a conservative. And, you know, we all remember a few years ago when she sang the national anthem at the ball game and kind of disrespected it. And, you know, but it's not even about that. What it is about somebody who has power, somebody who has money, somebody who's elitist, somebody who sticks up for the elite. They have their job protected. So the author of this article wrote some of the double standards, and it sounds like with the music coming, I'm going to have to do it after the break. But I want to go through some of the double standards and hypocrisies that's going on in America. And this is why I always talk about practice with the preach law. Vince?
Rich Evans with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect ourselves. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
For just a quick comment, you're talking about trickle up. I think that is absolutely the best way to go. You know, if you give it to the guys, the middle class, the hardworking gals and guys that will carefully spend their money, it will go upstream rather, trickle up rather than give it to the wealthy and just assume it's going to trickle down. Very well put. Please continue.
Well, absolutely, because 95% of quantitative easing, or QE, goes to the top 1% to 7%, mostly to the top 1% to 2%. So it's about the people controlling the narrative to the money, or not the people, but the elite. So anyway, going back to this Daily Caller article about Roseanne being fired, and they talk about double standards and hypocrisies and things like this. And this is why I always talk about practice what you preach, law. But the author actually gives a short list here. Kathy Griffin beheading the president, Snoop Dogg shooting and rapping about the president in a video, the president's 11-year-old son being called a home school shooter and animal mutilator by prominent reporters on Twitter, Madonna declaring to a cheering audience that we should blow up the White House. And, of course, we all know that Madonna also publicly announced that she would give BJs for Hillary votes. A teacher getting suspended for pointing a gun at image of Trump screaming, die, die, die. Sarah Silverman calling for an American military overthrow of Trump. Stephen Colbert joking about the president giving a BJ to Vladimir Putin. Joy Behar saying that anybody believing in Jesus is a mental illness. Jimmy Kimmel's racist mockery of the First Lady's foreign accent. Chelsea Handler tearing into Sarah Sanders' looks and weight and calling her a whore. You know, Sarah Sanders, she recently, about 2 weeks ago, got a question from a little boy about gun control. And she answered it very well. And you can tell she's a good person because she was holding back her emotions. I think that really tells a person that she's not, or the people, that she's not a psychopath or anything. She's trying to do the best job she can for the people, and I commend her for that. Pardon my, I digress there. Next, a congressman, a Democrat congressman, making a BJ joke about Kellyanne Conway. Boy, the Democrats really like oral sex. ESPN anchor Jemele Hill calling Trump a white supremacist and leads a boycott against the NFL team for supporting Trump. Michelle Wolf mocked Sarah Sanders' looks, called her a liar to her face. ESPN anchor Keith Olbermann calling Trump a Nazi and dropped regular expletive-laced rants. Samantha Bee calling the first daughter a, I know I can't say this word over the air, a C-word. I guess most of you will know what that is, with absolutely no remorse. And they also talk about the MSNBC anchor Joy Reid getting outed as a homophobe and a conspiracy theorist and an anti-Semitic rape fantasy zealot. And I'm reading, I'm not paraphrasing, who receives no professional repercussions. And it goes on and on and on because, and this really, Vince, this really talks about some of the things that's going on with, you know, they talk about the FANG stocks and Facebook and all this stuff and Google controlling the narrative. And I have an article here that says Facebook gave device makers deep access to data on users and friends. And I also have some information that I dug up months ago saying that Zuckerberg spends more on lobbyists than data breaches, censorship, and privacy failures versus trying to protect the people. Let me read that again. Zuckerberg spends more on lobbyists than data breaches, censorship, and privacy failures to rather than protecting the people. This is very sad, and the people need to stand up and say something. Vince?
Well, there's a Democrat lawmaker who says, looks like Zuckerberg lied to Congress. Yeah. Yep. Isn't that great? Looks like he lied to Congress. Well, he needs to be arrested, charged, tried, and imprisoned. Zuckerberg. Yeah. And when we come back, I'd like to share my thoughts about the fashions that Roseanne Barr has been wearing and what I think of them. We'll be right back.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.